St. George and the Dragon. Listening 96. Class book, pages 68 and 69. Listen, read and act. For years and years, the dragon was asleep. And then...
Look! It's a dragon!
Run to the city!
The people were behind the city walls. The terrible dragon was outside. It was very, very hungry. Days later, the king was sad.
The dragon is still hungry, but we haven't got food for it. In this hat, I've got the names of all the people in the city. Tomorrow, one person goes to the dragon. Please choose a name, Princess Sabra.
It is my name, Father.
Tomorrow, in the morning, Princess Sabra goes outside the city.
That night, Sabra's sister Una had an idea.
Where are you going, sister? The dragon is sleeping. I'm going for help.
20 minutes later, Una was outside the city walls. She was in the woods for hours and hours.
There's a knight. He's sleeping under a tree.
What's the matter?
Please help us. There's a terrible dragon outside my city.
My name is George. Take me to this dragon.
It was morning. Una and George were outside the city.
There's Sabra! She's walking to the dragon!
Go to the city, Una. Wait there.
George was scared. The dragon had a terrible long tail. It had big, sharp teeth. George was scared, but he was brave. In the city, the people were very scared.
Who is the winner?
Then, there was a knock at the door.
The dragon! It's the dragon!
Help us!
Who's there?
It's George. The dragon is dead. Sabra is alive.
Hooray! Hooray for George!
And today, hundreds of years later, people still remember the story of St. George.